On this episode of the Best Friends Fancast, we will talk about the Monday show, Nikki Glaser is monogamous with her hatred, and the Thursday show, Allison's rage, Lululemon horseplay, and upsetting snack chat. Now on with the show.
Having such a good time, hanging with our friends, being with you is so fine. I hope the summer never ends. The days and nights we spend together, these good times can last forever.
Welcome to the Best Friends Fancast and Allison Rosen Fan Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Lowry.
And I am your host, Rafael Marquez Castañeda.
Little Rafi, as you know, today, you may or may not know, today is the last day of summer. So, the buffalo. So, at the beginning of summer, I, much like George Costanza, I proclaim the summer of George. And I have high aspirations. I read a book from cover to cover. I play a game of frolf, take a bite of a hunk of cheese like it's an apple. But instead, I'm just going to be wearing my Summer of George shirt today on the last day of summer and call it a summer. That's about it.
I did not know it was the last day of summer. Now your shirt makes some sense. had I known, I would have put that shirt on because I have it.
There's still time.
Unfortunately, I can't wear it out of the house, though, because as you know, I'm only wearing black until the end of the year. Also, on one of the photos that you took, we did an episode, and I was wearing that gray Fast and Furious shirt, and I was like, God damn it, no one was supposed to see me in anything not black, but what can you do?
You actually look like a floating head. Are you sitting on a black couch right now?
Yes. Well, it's okay. Like a dark brown piece of shit, yeah.
So, yeah. All right. How the fuck are you? Did I already ask you? You're good. You're buffalicious.
You know, there's nothing to say, really. So, more importantly, how are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing well. I am drinking a shot of apple cider whiskey out of the shot glass that Trice gave me last week. And I told our guest before we recorded that I needed a little shot to, because my words get ahead of my brain sometime, or my brain gets ahead of, what did I say? I don't know, some nonsense so that I could drink whiskey right now. Anyway, my dreams are coming true because 2 weeks in a row, I get to have someone in my house recording. If we could have somebody else next week, let's just make this a thing because this is like amazing. Welcome back to the show and in my house. Jen! She wrote on her notes, AA.
Just initials. Thank you, Lisa, for welcoming me into your home.
I am just so glad that you're here. When you said that you would make the trek to my house, I was beyond excited.
Oh,
shoot.
Trek.
Hold on. Sorry.
What?
I forgot I needed to bring Georgie in.
Come on. Wait, hold on. There's a closer.
Georgie. Yeah.
Come here. No, you can come up, Georgie.
Our bee girl was coming over today, and I was supposed to bring Georgie in because she's checking our hive.
Oh, your bee girl.
Yeah, no, I'm her bee girl. I'm her side chick.
My bee girl here.
I'm glad that Jen is here in person, but number one, I have to say this is 2 weeks in a row because we're doing video. 2 weeks in a row now I've had to put clothes on, so that's...
What was he gonna say?
But number two, it seems like she waited for Trice to leave to come on down.
Oh.
No, I think actually what happened was that I said I could come this Friday, and Trice said, I'm going to have to make sure I cannot come that Friday. So I'm calling T-Pizzle out right now.
Oh, T-Pizzle called out. By the way, why would you have to wear clothes for this?
I know. You're not
showing. Don't see your body.
Yeah, you could not wear clothes. I mean, we don't even know if you're wearing pants right now, so...
You could be wearing a buffalo costume for all we care.
Georgie, not on the table.
Georgie is being part of the show. I know Lauren was a little bit wondering where Georgie was last week. He was getting groomed last week, so he missed the recording.
Georgie,
I know how much he loves being a part of it.
Do you want to talk on the mic?
I was going to say he looks very groomed.
I should probably take a picture of this.
It's okay, I can do it.
Oh, you are?
I don't trust your photography skills.
I know Lil Rafi's got a heart out. So, Lil Rafi, should we do a round of shout-outs?
Let's do it.
Okay. Do you have any?
No.
No.
Let's do it, Invite. Let's, I mean you.
All right. I'll do a round of shout outs. How about that? All right. I'd like to shout out Brittany, of course. I still am waiting to win the lottery so that I can just start flying out to have her do my hair every 6 weeks. That would be kind of awesome. Also, Ulysses, our one fan, Scotty, Mika, Paul, Ray, Jay, Teal, Lauren, Kelly, Lee, and Dawn. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody, but and everyone else that's listening, because I love you. User, bunch of numbers person from last week as well. Probably Colonel Jeff's like fake. Jen. By the way, last week. Okay, first of all, I should have introduced you as flip-flop apologist, but I didn't. I am also wearing flip-flops right now.
I make no apologies. None.
But David Huntsberger says we're not supposed to fucking judge, blah, blah, blah. I forgot I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Shout-outs, Jen.
Oh, shout-out to Lisa for opening her house to allowing me to come over. And shout-out to Kelly. Hope she gets some more sleep. And shout-out to Rafi for joining us.
I should say, shout out to Trice for being down there. He told me that he got hold on 1 second.
Damn it, I meant to shout out Trice too.
Never mind. Not going to mention that because I deleted the message. Shout out to Jen for being there. Shout out to you, Lisa, the hostess with the most S.
Most ass.
not with me here. And, not with me here.
Speaking of most ass, I do want to say shout out to Trice and Megan for because why not? And because they went to Jumbo's Clown Room fulfilling Trice's
Did they go in?
Dream. They went in. Apparently it's nudeless. Boring.
Nudeless?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, they're wearing clothes?
Yeah.
What's the point?
It's like Arrested Development. They're all never nudes. Just jean shorts.
He said there may have been some see-through bra type situations.
Oh, okay.
In other words, save your dollar bills and go somewhere else. Oh, I stepped on the rest of your shout-outs, Lil Rafi. Any more?
I think that was it. Shout-out to real strip clubs like Magic City, Strokers, RIP.
Saturdays.
Saturdays, which are also RIP.
Spearmint Rhinos.
Yep. Yeah. I think we have, what's down the street? Sahara, that's full nude. Fritz's.
She looks at her credit card bill.
Mr. J's RIP. But we still could go to the... I always get it mixed up with Buck Owens's Crystal Palace. A fantasy castle in Long Beach. In the LBC. So you could really hit up a bunch of things there, Lil Rafi.
Actually, I have been meaning to go to the Beechwood Brewery out there.
Yes.
On the east side of the LBC. Actually, don't know if it's the east side.
East Siders.
Rap lyrics.
Yeah.
Mount up.
Just hit the east side of the LBC.
Rap lyrics. Seinfeld reference. All right. Let's talk about Monday, shall we?
Yes.
All right. Nikki Glaser. I love that she had such high praise for Allison's book. She started off on a real high note. I always like when she's on. I love It's Not Safe. Is that her show? Not Safe. Lil Rafi. Apparently, I really love it. I binged it a couple months ago, and she's really, really funny, and I really didn't know she came from such kind of a dark past or just her depression side. And during the live stream, Patreon live stream with Allison, she was talking about wondering if there needs to be sort of a warning before shows when they talk about all the suicide stuff and all this deep stuff. And I think this is the episode she was talking about because I was like, holy shit, this is like getting pretty dark. But what'd you think, Rafi?
This was that episode. She put a little content warning in the episode description. Yes, it was a great episode. I don't know what exactly I enjoyed so much about it, but she was being very frank and honest about her struggles.
With having dicks in her mouth that she doesn't want.
Exactly.
But I mean, I feel like I'm not going to speak for Jen, but I feel like every girl's had this where you're like halfway through something, you're like, I don't really want this anymore.
Yeah. You know, I think you speak for all women. Okay. I was going to say, like, there's so many things you want to instill in your daughters and other females that you know growing up. And I think never feel obligated to compromise for a dick.
I think I should open the show with that little tidbit.
Or I thought you were just going to, like, write it down and frame it and put it in your house.
Oh, I will. Video just on a loop. I agree. And it's funny when you hear it, it sounds preposterous that you would ever do something. But there are situations that you're in where you're like, Well, I gave a green light, and now I'm kind of like, what?
Right.
Sobering up a little and realizing, what am I doing? Like, I don't even want to do this, or this is taking way too long, or whatever. It's mostly just the obligation of, like, not wanting someone to be mad at you, and you just finish the service, basically, because it's just like, ugh, it's the uncomfortable situation after, but it's like you said, to have that conversation with our daughters would be good, but hard to do.
Yeah, like, how do you do that?
a tough, maybe you could write a children's book. Robbie!
I think it's a very female thing. Like, you have to own your word and all these other things that you feel obligated and like, oh, I'm going to get blue balls and all the things. But I also think it's important for men to have talks with other soon-to-be men about you don't need a pressure. Like,
yeah,
you shouldn't be, okay, you have blue balls. Okay, take care of it when she's gone. You should never put that pressure on somebody else. It's not up to her to, it's not her job.
It is funny how blue balls was such a thing hanging over your head always. Yeah. That's
or like such on a your thing. Face or whatever.
Wow.
Aren't you glad that I'm here?
Yes. It's funny because usually I think WWJD and then I just do the opposite because I have like brain farts, but it's what would Jen do? Because every time, like last week when I said because wieners, I pictured Jen just shaking her head like, what are you saying?
I'm glad that.
But yet I still keep right on going.
I thought you were going to say you do the opposite of what Jesus does. And I was like, the same thing. Maybe.
Okay, so Nikki was talking about sort of, it's something I'm concerned with, but it's kind of hard to get ahead of. It's creating trash. And it sickens me how much we do create, and mm-hmm. I really try to do my best, but I mean, how many boxes do you throw away? Or I mean, I recycle everything, but still, it's creating so much trash and waste, and how she says she goes to Starbucks a few times a day, mm-hmm. which is maybe just buy a cup.
I was going to say, why do you not have a reusable cup?
Yeah, especially if you're so worried about it, but I don't go to Starbucks enough for that, but Rafi? I see something behind you just throw in the trash.
Tell me about it. This whole house. I was just thinking the same thing, and this is something I've been, I've thought about it for a long time, but I feel like now I feel like a sense of dread more about it. And I think, the Ologies podcast might have something to do with it, listening to the Oceanology mm-hmm. episode and other stuff. And I noticed Jen drinking from a plastic bottle.
It's not mine.
And then
it's
I was like, Lisa hates the earth, wants it to die quickly. I, as you can see, I have my Hydro Flask that I purchased, and I literally drink, now that I carry this with me all the time, I'm one of those fucking weirdos now, I drink like 3 of these a day. I'm peeing like a racehorse, but I'm saving the
I'm saving my pee.
You're saving your pee and re-drinking it. The gray water system.
And filter.
I only have these for recording and to send with Johnny for snack at school, which I could send a thermos, you're right. But if you look in my fridge, you will see a whole row of my filled up water bottles, plastic, whatever ones, and some aluminum ones. I think stainless steel? I don't fucking know. What's good for...
I was going to say... Wait.
Aluminum would be bad.
Wait,
isn't that like
drink
cancer
out
and
of?
Stuff?
Yeah.
Stainless steel. So I have all these water bottles, much like you, Rafi, that are all full, and I reuse them all the time. So I rarely throw one of these things
in the recycling bin. Well, now they have
but
lots.
But for guests in studio, I have to give them the good stuff.
You know, I should have brought my own. I do have my own reusable bottle.
Oh, see, it's on Jen now.
It's on me.
Wow.
Okay, you also made me think of a good merch idea for Allison because, we talked about her doing mugs, and she talked about the logistics of shipping a glass mug or storing it and all that crap, but having a refillable coffee cup that's Allison related, easy to ship, easy to store, it's light, won't break, saving the earth. Anything else that you can add?
I'm just going to keep letting you talk.
God damn it. I accidentally muted myself. I will take anything Allison branded, but for whatever reason, it does not seem to be a priority to her.
She really doesn't, and I think that Allie Ward needs to just give her a little heads up, like, hey, people will buy this shit.
But then again, on the other hand, then she's producing more items that we're going to purchase that have to come in a cardboard box that come on a truck that have been shipped somewhere on a plane. And
yeah, that's fun. This though. Is.
I think Lisa's willing to go directly to her house and take out the middleman.
I could do that. I don't live that far away. Speaking of that, I'll probably cut this out. I think I know where Jeff lives.
What? How do you know that?
Like his exact address? Or?
Yes. Yes.
Have what? You been Googling?
And I think his name, middle name is Arnold.
I want back up. What took you to this place and how did you get there?
I just typed in his name and an address. No, I did a little more research than that, but.
You paid like the white pages.
Yeah, it's right by Wacko, Rafi.
What's Wacko?
And it's this awesome gift shop.
Lisa's house.
What's Wacko, Lisa?
It's this awesome gift shop.
Wait, around here?
In, whatever, by Melrose or what is that street it's on? I don't know.
Oh, wait, so he lives in LA? I thought he lived more like Eagle Rock, by the way. He always talks about that stuff.
I think that's
so. According to my map, Wacko is right by the Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Restaurant called Home, a restaurant, Los Feliz.
Right. I've been to Home several times for happy
hour.
So
you know where that area is? Is that close?
I used to work down there, yeah.
Where you would think he would live?
Like Silver Lake, Eagle Rockish, that all fits his kind of persona.
Just saying.
Although I think he's more Eagle Rock than Silver Lake.
And
but
I know Ray Morgan also thinks that he, because Ray lives in Eagle Rock, so he's like,
Oh, because he's mentioned like a CVS before or something like that. Okay.
The CVS in Eagle
This is
Rock.
Not interesting to anybody. You can cut this. I will say she mentioned in the episode, like the trash thing, that Lori Kilmartin like saves her water. And we do that too with ours. And you won't believe how much water you waste until you can see how much you're collecting.
Yes.
Like in a day, we're already filling up a 5-gallon bucket and then using it like as a gravity drip system for all of our like
That's
plants.
So cool. I need to talk to you about this maybe another off air, but it's something I really have always wanted to do, doing like a gray water system. Or I used to save water just in, and I would just hand water everything, but doing that drip system and all that, that's... I'd like to know more about doing that.
Yeah, it definitely saves you a lot of money and a lot of time. And yeah, it's definitely worth it.
It makes sense.
It makes yourself feel a little bit better about all the stuff that we're creating as trashy human beings.
So come on over here and have some of my plastic bottles, my landfill. Right. Speaking of that, Nikki also talked about diapers being in landfills, like the diapers that were our diapers growing up, like Allison's diapers. And I know my mom used the washable kind,
the cloth
in the 70s. And I'm guessing Allison's mom probably did too. But it is really, I mean, you go through a lot of diapers when you have a baby. So,
I mean, here's the thing. I use cloth diapers when I was at home, when the kids were at home, because I didn't want to deal with it when they were out. But you use a lot of water washing these diapers.
Oh,
so it's like it's a resource for a resource. Granted, it does take hundreds of years for a diaper to decompose, if at all. But it's kind of hard.
Oh, I never thought about that part of it.
And it does save you money, but you have to invest and be in it for a long time for it to save you money. But it's hard. I mean, either way, it's hard. But then my friend went and she went to China, and she said that she like walking around and all these babies and all these kids, all of a sudden, like she noticed their pants like had like opening in them. And she's like, oh, are they have holes? Like, are they can't afford good hair? No, that's they have don't use diapers in China. The kids just know to squat. And then like it's a plant that's just already seamed up. Yeah. And they just squat. They do their business and they go on their way. It's in areas where they're supposed to do it in. So like you know, in the middle of the street. So, cause they don't use diapers. They have so many people over there and their diapers would cost so much money that this is what they do. I'm not saying everybody does this in China, but in the city that she was in, this was their system, because it's not normal for human beings to pee and poop in diapers. Like this just, you have to train them out of that to be like a normal contributing member of the society. And so that's their way of doing it.
Especially because people don't really stay home with their kids anymore. It's just, there's not staying home and like teaching them. My mom did that. She would just put me on the toilet and as soon as I was old and when I was a baby, she would just leave me, just getting used to that.
Yeah.
Whatever. But
I did the same thing with my kids.
I wet my bed a lot. So.
Aww. That might've been a telltale sign of something else coming on.
Yeah. You think?
I just got my sewing machine a week or so ago, and now I know what my first product will be.
Assless pants?
I need your sister to product test some new pants I'm designing.
Those probably already exist.
And she's probably got her face on all of them.
Oh.
Okay. Hi, Trice. Okay. I love how much he thinks that it's, it really is not very nice. But you know what? If she wants to defend her honor, she's welcome to come on the show. And
she's welcome to come into your house?
She's welcome to come to my house and tell me all about how horrible I am on the show. Air it all out.
You're just inviting her on a show she doesn't listen to. So are you going to text this to her? This would be like a bonus content.
Oh my God. I would love it. I want to know what her fucking problem is. Okay. Besides the fact I talk about her anal. No, well, I mean, that's just a side effect of her being.
I'm glad nasty. I came over.
I know. Me too. Okay. What do you think about this whole vegan is. Okay. Nikki is vegan. I have this thought, and I think I've heard other people talk about that vegan will probably be the wave of the future as far as we'll look on eating animals as something super weird, like we would look on the past as other things that are weird. But I'm curious what you think about that.
I didn't hear she was vegan.
She's vegan, right, Rafi? Or vegetarian? I thought she said she was vegan.
One of the two.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, vegetarians are just lazy vegans. So, I mean, let's just say vegan for the sake of argument.
I'm trying to think, like, what would we look back on and think that was weird that we ate, though? I don't know. I can see us running out of room and resources and climate change and animals. I mean, just look at when all the floods happened in North Carolina, the chickens and the pigs, right? So I could see it out of necessity, it happening.
And then factory farming, how cruel it is and just everything about it.
Right. And the chemicals and everything. That being said, I'm not a vegetarian, but I don't know. I never really thought about it as being weird, but I think it's just going to happen because now they're just creating everything in labs nowadays. And I don't know how much healthier that is or not, but I'm not sure. Rafi?
I just had a lovely dinner 2 days ago that included
the last time you ate
that he killed
duck breast and foie gras and
what?
I welcome you to become vegan. More
That's
animals
more for
me,
you.
And then I can feel worse or I can feel better about
Freudian
the fact that there's less animal.
Well, it's like on Friends when Phoebe became pregnant. She was craving all the meat.
Yeah.
So Joey gave up all meat so that no more animals were being killed than before. So you can have all the duck you want because you can rest assured
but
I'm
really
never eating duck.
Rafi.
I didn't. It was that event I was texting you from. I didn't select these items because I rarely get these types of foods. You know?
Were you texting in words or gifts? How did she know you were somewhere?
He texted me from there. This is actually a funny story, but much like a dick, you don't have to put it in your mouth, Lil Rafi. Just cause
don't feel obligated.
It was delicious, and I would put that in my mouth every day.
That's the beginning.
Yes.
It was delicious, and I put it in my mouth every day, and he knows that.
So he texts me, hey, do you know of this deli? And it's this deli that's in Orange. I'm like, yes? Like, how I said, and the owners of it go to my church. Like, how are you even hearing of this deli? And he's like, oh, there's someone here that said it's a big Wisconsinite, I think is what you said, deli. I'm like, I can't believe, whatever. You've never told Megan about this. I'm like, how could I not have told her about this? They're like, it's Packer City, like Packer throw up all over the whole place. But I don't think about sports. I think of...
You're like, they have beer? I'm there.
They have really good beer on tap, like a bunch of taps, and then like really good sandwiches that they make.
What's
but
it
they're
called?
Not open on the weekend. So it's one of those things where you just have to... I only go during the week if Mike has the day off and we're like, let's go have a beer in the middle of the day.
What's it called?
Hollingshead's.
Never heard of it.
I don't even consider that Orange either. It's close to Santa Ana. Just kidding.
Yeah, the people that we were seated next to were from Madison, Wisconsin, and they live in Denver now. And then the people next to them were telling them, oh, when you're in Orange County... There's this like Packer place that has like good something or other and tons of beer. And I was like, what is this place called? That's how I heard about it. And
that's just really crazy. A small world that you would hear that. And at first I was like, oh God, is there a shooting? Like, how would he hear of Hollingshead's deli? So I immediately was like looking it up to make sure there wasn't like some mass shooting. Cause like I said, it's close to Santa Ana.
You were taking the gun out of your boob holster. You were loading up.
The guns in the riot.
I do have my taser sitting right here. right next to me in case Jen
I took a picture of that.
In case Jen gets, and then
the light went on. Oh, Georgie. She chased her dog. She chased her dog, everybody.
I did not chase her dog. No dogs were
Georgie. Harmed.
You guys cannot see this. She just tased the dog. What a sick person.
I'm sorry, Georgie.
That could be the opening, too.
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
Oh, look now. Look at that. Oh, like an abused dog. Yeah, he comes over for more.
She tased you.
I did not. And that's so funny because I just took a picture of Georgie sleeping on my leg going, he's very intrigued. Now he's going back for more.
Georgie, he's got, what's it when they people are in love with
him? Yeah,
the,
I know. That's the,
whatever. I want to say Munchausen's by proxy.
I know.
I
was
going to
say the same thing. It's the lady's name. It's the something house. No, it's something. Florence Nightingale. No. Dang it.
It is similar to Florence Nightingale syndrome.
Right?
But it's the other one.
What is it, Rafi?
Rafi?
When you, Stockholm somebody... syndrome?
Yes! See? Florence, Stockholm. They're cities.
Yeah.
And you would know that if you had your map out, although that's just the United States.
So Jen brought me a gift. It is a map of the United States. So I will put it up in the shed, and I think it would be fun... people that come over here maybe put a little pin from where they're from on here.
Yeah.
And then I can actually see, you know, where things are.
You will never go to them, but you're just going to have their pins.
Now you could put it in your RV as you go across.
In my RV. I love it. That is totally going to happen. I can borrow the one from Trainwreck next door. Guess what his RV is called?
Slimy Slimerton. No.
It's called the Wildwood and
the
Party
Pussy Mobile.
Size 2.
Wait, a Party Size 2.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think everyone goes through phases of being fascinated with suicide. And this whole episode was just very interesting. And I remember in high school, especially, people were always like, I remember certain books people were checking out. It was just like a real fascination. I think.
I don't know where you went to school, Lisa.
It's the School of Hard Knocks. all right. Listen, you know what? She also mentioned that psychedelics could cure depression and meditation. And I think I wouldn't mind trying that ayahuasca thing, like situation, like maybe the next group we can do that. But everyone swears by it, that they like purge all of their bullshit. And I think that would be interesting.
Have you seen the Chelsea Handler?
Yes.
Ayahuasca trip?
Did she not get anything?
It did nothing
except for
her.
A bunch of sweat and barf.
Right.
Yeah. Well, she's a cold, hard woman. I think you have to be a little softer. Tiny bit. I know I'm frosty, but she's like ice cold. Okay. Lil Rafi, are you on psychedelics right now?
I wish I was. You're not a frosty woman. You're like a can of beer. It's like a soft, or no, it's a, I was going to say, it's like, it seems like it's hard, but it's like, it's filled with alcohol, but it can be crushed easily.
My mind immediately went to like the big mouth beer. Cause I think, oh, she's like a big mouth. Oh,
I really had no idea where we were going with this. I didn't even think refreshing. I was just like, where are we going with this beer analogy? I never would have gotten that. And I almost peed once again. So they also talked about transcendental meditation, which is something I'm super into, not just because of David Lynch, but that has a little bit to do with it. But I think meditation and all of these things seem to work for so many people, but I just don't know why it's so expensive to learn TM or to join or to do any of that stuff.
Jerry Seinfeld does it. David Lynch does it. Paul McCartney does it. I will never do it. I don't think I'm good at it, at like just sitting and being calm or whatever. But I guess that's the hard part, is learning how to, you know, shut your mind off. So, I mean, I guess it would be helpful for me, but no.
It would.
Jen?
I couldn't do any of the things you said. Like, that all is stuff I can't do, but I think that it would help both of us. Jen? You're doing it right now, aren't you?
What? Let's see. I don't think it's the one where you have to sit calm and like devoid of thought. I think it's guided and you're kind of focusing on something. From what I've heard briefly in other podcasts, you like bring something in and then go ahead and put it out. I've never tried meditation before. I don't know. I mean, it's worth a try, but again, it was so much money. Like, why isn't that free? If it's helpful, why isn't it free?
Sorry, my neighbor texted me. The wife the wife of Trainwreck.
Is she going to try transcendental meditation? What is she saying?
No, she said she saw the beekeeper in the backyard and came over to ask some questions. I think you were on the phone and didn't hear me knock. Did you hear her knock?
Not at all.
No. Come on in.
Let's talk about your husband.
Hey, guess what?
This is an intervention.
Okay, we talked about obligatory wieners.
Do you think I'm posting that
I was like,
picture.
Why did I write animals and masturbation? But now I remember. But I don't think we need to
because
talk about
that. Because those are your two favorite things.
Shoot, Nikki was talking about not being able to have dogs or take care of dogs because of the interruption of masturbation or something.
Wait, what?
Something like that.
I think she said that people were like dog sitters were coming over
walkers.
All the time. Or dog walkers.
Oh,
and she like,
yeah,
it didn't
yeah,
even
yeah.
have a
That's
moment.
That's what it is.
I was going to finish that, but...
And I was just thinking of them...
Like, be, you know, abused by someone.
Okay. I also like that she demanded for Allison to do JMOs, although I usually don't like when she does JMOs on Monday, but for someone to ask for them because they are familiar with it, I liked that she did
I like that she's like... She's not like... a fan in that she like listens to her show, but like I like that she knows that there's a segment. I think she was like, you know, do I just me or does everyone or something? I forget what she called it, but like she kind of knows the segments.
Yeah.
She has the book, although she's not reading it very much, but that's like me actually. I've fallen off on my book a month. I think I'm still on time, but I've been not reading as much as I should. But anyway, I like that she's a fan of Allison.
I do too. Anything else from Monday?
Not that I can think of.
One last thing is at the end of the show, kind of talking about the not putting dicks where you don't want them thing. she was saying something like, she was saying like, make men work for it. And I was like, you go girl. But at the same time, I was like, she's discovered the secret. Like we got to stop her from spreading the news,
the good news.
What Rafi is saying is that he likes easy women, so yes. I got it. Understood.
I mean,
he's like the obligation
so much
guys,
work
blue balls, remember?
ow it hurts that. Ow, help me out.
All right, before we go on to, well, first let's do a little round of kernels, and then we're gonna do the Jen quiz
from his house where Lisa knows where he lives.
Hey Jeff, come on out for a little kernel. I'll take it. No, okay, whatever. Anyway,
didn't think you sounded drunk. Think your pee just had an ass full of. You're a lucky boy. Good for. Is that the big shag at SAG event? I had a piece of just for science. It didn't not work. I thought it worked. I thought I could eat it and it would be fine. But if this was the only thing left on a table and I put it together, I would eat it and it's fine. And it worked a lot more than I thought it would. I thought there would be a real recoil, like clash. Put a ton of cream cheese on it. Honey, where's my tuxedo? I'm going to the gym.
That was great, Jeff. You're so funny. All right, we're going to do the Jen quiz. We haven't done a quiz for a while, and I'm really bummed I didn't ask Trice to do one or anybody new that we have on that we haven't done a quiz for with.
We've done a quiz with Trice already.
We did?
Yeah, I talked about his brothers and sister. You remember it so well. We did a quiz, didn't we, Rafi? Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, hey. No, I got your back, Trice.
I meant we didn't do a Georgie quiz.
A Trice in my house quiz.
A Trice in my house quiz. Yes, that's what I meant. All right.
Okay. How many questions do you want?
However many you have.
50.
Okay. We'll do 50.
That was the quiz. How many do you think I have?
Did I pass?
Since this was talked about on the Thursday show, what am I afraid of? Floods, heights, clowns, none of the above, all of the above.
Okay.
I have my answer.
I do too.
Okay.
One, two, three, say it. All of the above.
Clowns.
I thought it was interesting that one of David's many theories and beliefs and Maloney's is that we should only truly be afraid of, you know, heights and loud sounds and yada yada yada, and everything else is a borrowed fear, which I don't know if borrowed is saying. I'm
still
afraid
legitimate
of
fear.
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above. So clowns, I think, comes from because when I was little, somebody was I was at a birthday party, and one of the clowns was a magician, which is weird. But my brother, like, oh, can we have a volunteer? I was like, I don't know, six. Oh. And my brother went up and they put his, like, well, first the clown demonstrated in a guillotine, which you would obviously bring to a children's party.
What?
A mini guillotine. And he, like, put a baby carrot in there and, like, went, pushed it down and the carrot, you know, whatever.
Are you sure it was his carrot?
Right. I mean, a carrot. To my knowledge, as a six-year-old, it was a carrot. So then my brother goes up and he puts his finger in there. And the clown pretends to cut off my brother's finger. And from that day, I have been afraid of clowns.
That's legitimate.
Right?
This creepy guy that's covering his face, hiding from the world, and pretending to cut off kids'
with
fingers.
A smile on his face, painted on.
A painted on smile.
A painted
exactly.
on smile, that's... pretending to cut kids' fingers off at a birthday party.
I don't have a... My kids have a huge fear of floods, which is strange, I guess.
But I don't even like it, like, when you're filling up a water bottle with, like, saying
really?
You're, like, pushing on it and the water's coming close to the top. I'm like...
Oh, God.
And my husband knows this. I'm like, don't make it go over. Or, like, the sink keeps filling up. I don't like rising water.
So when you're getting, like, a pedicure and they're filling up the thing, are you, like...
Have you seen my feet? No. I don't get pedicures. Have you seen my feet and my chanclas?
Because of your choice of footwear, yes, we've seen your
right? feet. I have never worn flip-flops around Rafi. I know when I will be judged.
I have a fear of clowns, but it's from watching Poltergeist when I was like 8 or whatever.
Oh, right.
And that's legitimate.
But like, I'll go
creepy.
I'll go like swimming in the ocean, but I don't want floods. So it's not water I'm afraid of.
Weird. It's the ocean's like, much scarier.
I guess.
Sharks and the unknown. And depths that you don't even know.
It's okay. I'm more scared of flying. No. Swimming in a lake. Because the fish always come up and touch your feet.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, yeah. I don't
in the ocean, that. We've all killed it with our trash. So really nothing is in there.
Everything's dead. So we're good.
Okay. Question number 2. What animal did I not have growing up? Hamster, snake, parrot, turtle.
Well, Rafi, you have your answer.
You don't strike me as a snake person.
I was going to guess hamster. Only because it's so normal.
And you are odd.
I was thrown in there to throw us off.
I never had a turtle. So my dad worked for the county, and he would always be finding animals. And this was like a house snake that somebody let go. And so he brought it home. And so we had the snake for a while until my mom said, get that thing out of the house.
Oh, wow.
The hamsters. I think it was like back in the day, the pet store thing. So we had like an elaborate like system set up.
Whoa.
Except for in the garage. Except for they ate their babies, which I guess they do. I don't know. The hamsters were a little, I think the first one we got at like a fair or something. And then we got a little house
for it. How sad
to
be the fair
hamster.
The
fair hamster. We saved it. And then the parrot. We had for a long time too. So yeah, just a turtle. I have a turtle now that came with the house I bought.
That's nice.
It was in the backyard when we bought the house. All of a sudden we look outside and there's a turtle there.
Aw.
And he lives in our garden.
You enslaved
this
turtle.
No, the house enslaved it. It's like one of the, we looked around.
Much like a wiener. It's just an obligation. The foie gras, the turtle,
we checked
the wiener.
On rescues to give it to. We could, because it wasn't obviously a wild one. But it honestly lives in our garden.
Aw.
He burrows for the winter.
That's cute.
And he comes out and we have strawberries he eats. And he just goes around eating the bugs and stuff. So.
Oh, what's his name?
Turd Ferguson.
Turd Ferguson?
Yeah, I did not name him that. My husband
did that come with the house too?
That came with my husband and his.
That's pretty cute. Turtle turds are pretty gross too.
I feel like you should, when you get home or next time you see Turd Ferguson, you should take a picture so we can check the turd.
Ooh.
That setup just got you right where you wanted to be.
That's a good question. If we ever do the Rafi and Lisa quiz, I want to add that pet question
to
my.
What do you mean if? When the what? Next time you guys do huh? What the next time you guys do just a one-on-one with yourselves you should
yeah do when it. Are we one-on-one ourselves
you know blue balls whatever you guys do to get rid of those
make sure the dog walker's not coming over or
how many colleges have I attended 0
none
2 3 5 7 and that's, was that one is not an answer so 0 2 3 5 or 7
I say 5
I'm going to say it's 2 or 3.
Because?
she's clearly a very educated woman.
She's here, so
too smart for her own good, honestly. I'm going to say 3.
The answer is 7.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
When I went to high school, I attended community college so that I could get classes out of the way and take other ones at high school.
Jeez. And Doogie I wanted Howser over here.
Yeah. Well, you know, you want to get into college. And then
yeah,
I went,
that was the first thing on my mind at the time, too.
To community college during high school, a UC school. Then I went to USC. Then I got my master's. Then I got my doctorate. And then I did another community college for something else.
So you're Dr. Jen?
Yeah, but you don't have to call me Dr. Jen.
What? How are we just learning? You have a PhD?
It's a doctorate. So it's an AUD. It's not a doctorate of philosophy. It's a doctorate of like what I studied.
So can we call you Dr. Jen?
If you wanted to call me Dr. Jen, you could call me Dr. Jen.
You're throwing a lot of big words at me, and since I don't know what they mean, I'm going to take it as disrespect. I'm calling you Dr. Jen from now
yes.
on.
I mean, you don't.
Well, I mean, it's what? Really hard to differentiate between all the Jens, because I can always say Jen Stark. Oh, I want to shout out to Jen Stark, too. Because then I have to say Jen at DulceCA17, because we don't say your last name, but now Dr. Jen. I mean,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
She's if really fighting me anywhere, on it.
If we're anywhere, I'm just going to say, like, if someone's like, oh, hey, Jen, I'm gonna correct
yes.
them. Dr. Jen.
Yeah. AUD.
I do
bitches.
Put it on, like, Amazon stuff and other things
oh,
that
really?
I order. I don't know why. Just to, like, differentiate.
Because you can.
So, shout
you
out to
that.
Ashley in Texas, because she's a speech pathologist. So, I'm an audiologist. That's the other side of the coin. A much harder job than audiology. And she has her master's. And so, she's going to grad school. So, I'm wondering if she's getting her doctorate or not. So
interesting.
Sure to ask her. Yeah.
Also,
she's
someone else that listens to the show who has a PhD is Beth Jeffries, and I want her to be on. But she's a cell biologist. I'm going to say some big words that you
she's
think.
What?
Damn it. Dr. Jen's trying to really listen to what I'm saying. Well, I don't know what she...
She has
she
her
just
PhD?
Wrote a book that sounds very interesting that I'm going to read, actually. Not waiting for the Summer of George to read it. And biologist? I'll have a look. Question mark?
Okay, I'll go with the next question. Look it up, because I want to know what she has her PhD
in.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Really quick, like you said that you put it on your Amazon packages or whatever, I do something similar. If I'm ordering something and it has a line where it says company, like, you know, it says name, address, company, I sometimes put a fake company name. Just me or everyone?
That's fun. What's your company name? Different every time?
Butts Incorporated. Mm. I don't know. It's been a while since I've done it. Actually, I should
molecular
do
biology.
That again.
Molecular biology, PhD.
That is impressive.
So, and she's been on the show before, but we didn't. I'm sure we talked a little bit about it, but it was mostly, "Hey, how are you a friend of Fran? How are you a friend of Allison?" But yeah, she just had a book come out, so sounds pretty interesting.
Our listeners are too smart for this show. What's going on?
Seriously, you know what it is? You know when people just like that are very smart need some like background noise.
We just want to be of the people. So.
Yes.
Of the best friends.
Okay.
That's so cool. I didn't know that about her.
Question number
4 or something.
We're going on to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops. Sorry, Georgie. Let's see.
Yeah.
She's I didn't
apologizing
tase Georgie,
for tasing.
Like, you know, speaking of college, let's see. Where is that question? While attending college, which farm did I work on? A horse farm, a goat farm, a pig farm, or a cow farm?
Goat farm.
Gonna say horse?
I'm gonna say Lisa was correct.
God damn.
Was that 2 out of 4 I got now?
I think it goes along too with what the show on Monday. So she was saying, you know, a lot of veterinarians have the highest suicide rates, blah, blah, blah. So I was animal.
That's shocking to me because every vet I've ever met, they seem kind of like closed off to the world. Like it's here, bring your dog or cat in. I will give them shots. Goodbye.
Okay.
Not very
what
caring.
What school did you go to about people checking out books about suicide? And what veterinarians do you go to?
Obviously.
The ones
same.
That were checking out the suicide yes. books. Got it.
They're just like very robotic. Like
I've never met a robotic veterinarian.
Really? Mm-mm. Everyone, they're just like, and the front desk people. I'm like, you fake like animals. Come on. I pretend to like Georgie all the time. I know how what
they're
it looks
so
like.
So hateful. She brings her taser into the veterinarian office and just starts tasing all the animals.
And I tase them.
No. I was an animal science major at UC Davis, and I didn't continue with that major, but obviously. But I worked. One of the things you had to do was work on a farm. You actually had to sign up for the class for credit. And while most of the farms were around each other, I chose the goat farms because of all the fit.
It's magnetic to my Fitbit.
You're so fancy.
So smart people.
She has to bring up her Fitbit.
And dumb people.
dangling a pin. That's attractive. Look what I can do.
It's like Elaine looking at the tires at the tire store.
Like, oh, shiny object. Are you talking?
That's me.
Anyhow, goats are the best animal out of the ones I could choose, so I chose goats.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. UC Davis, that place is pretty cool. I know my friend was going to go there. Yeah. It's a interesting part of the state.
It's gotten much more interesting. But one of the things they talk about in the tour is they have a whole winery below the quads on the campus. And they have like a cellars of where they do their own wine.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Because there are a lot of scientific ways of going about things there. And that's one of the things they kind of study. While I was at UC Davis, so one of the people I was able to see speak while attending college was Tony Robbins. Love my ribs. Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, or Maya Angelou.
Ooh. I was hoping it was Tony Roma.
Because I'm really hungry.
I was gonna say, okay, whatever. Stop talking, Lisa. Have some more whiskey. Maya Angelou.
That was actually my guess as well, but because I have a zero right now on this quiz, I'm going to go with, was the second one Oprah? Mm-hmm.
It's probably
Tony Robbins.
Yeah, it's probably Tony Robbins because he flubbed it.
All right, I mean, this was back in like 98, so I should have given you that context.
Well, that's okay. But,
Maya Angelou is correct.
Start the procession now, the parade for me.
Lisa is waving her arm as if she is in a parade to nobody.
As if there are people here.
To the watermelon and the three avocados over there.
I know, I don't have four avocados, I have three.
Yeah. It was at Davis and she was doing her college circuit and I got to hear her speak and read some of her poems, which was amazing.
Wow, that's really
cool.
And
I still have that ticket. Speaking of celebrities, which of these figures did I mention in my eighth grade, this is how much of a valedictorian I was, my eighth grade valedictorian speech.
She was a valedictorian.
Robert, of eighth grade.
Can we just go back to that?
Of eighth grade. Robert Downey Jr., Bill Cosby, or Boyz II Men? Oh.
Boyz II Men.
I hope it's Boyz II Men, but again, because I'm trying to maintain a score of zero, I'm going to say Bill Cosby.
Ding, ding, ding. Rafi is finally on the board with Motherfuck. Rafi, you can give your thanks to Bill Cosby himself for being correct and making you successful in this quiz. Boyz II Men played... No. The music of Boyz II Men played. Oh. It's so hard to say goodbye, because, you know, that's what gets played at all graduations.
That's cute.
But unfortunately, I did have a quote by Bill Cosby. I don't remember what it was, but I do remember I wrote it down on my 3x5 cards and I practiced it and I'm very ashamed of that fact.
He's like 16-year-olds, am I right?
Unconscious women, am I right? Let's see.
It was the 70s. That was his quote. I don't know.
Oh, I was like, I didn't graduate in the 70s.
No, you were just quoting him and the 70s.
Oh, okay, got it. Yes.
Anything goes.
Let's see. How many more do you want?
How about one more? I don't know what Ruffy's... I forgot what time he said.
Okay.
I have 18 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. How did I meet my husband? Tinder, blind date, set up through mutual friends, or sports?
How long have you been together? I already have my answer. It's sports.
Why does it matter?
I was going to say Tinder, I don't think, because you guys have been together for long enough.
Let's see. 2000 and... It's not that long that we've been together. 2010.
Oh. Well, I already said sports.
Met in 10, engaged in 11, married in 2012, house 2013 with a kid. Yeah, 2010.
Okay. Sports.
Yeah. I was going to say sports, but...
You know what? You should allow Rafi to answer first.
I don't know that I've ever heard her talk about sports or like seen a team logo anywhere.
My Broncos hat I wear all the time. huge Broncos fan.
Denver Broncos?
Yes.
His face. He doesn't even.
He's not a Broncos fan. I've mentioned it. Never mind. Go ahead.
Maybe he's blocked
okay,
it
well,
out.
It's for sure sports. That sounds familiar. Is it in your Twitter bio? Broncos fan? Is that in your Twitter bio?
I don't think I put it in my Twitter bio, but I think sports is in there. I don't know.
Anyway, it's sports, but what was the other choice? Oh, it's not Tinder, obviously. I don't think it was around in 2010. I'm going to say mutual friends. Oh, wait, I already have a one. I'm trying to go back to zero.
There's no negatives, or else you both would be in negatives. No, we met through, I guess technically through sports. We were both doing triathlons at the time, and that's how we met.
Tinder's a sport. I'm just kidding.
And you're...
I have no idea. After seeing that, I'm like, oh, could give your finger a real workout. That sounded really bad. So, all right. So basically, I got 4 out of 7.
And I got 1.
That has to do with
it should have been 0.
All right. So everyone, take the Gen Quiz and let us know how you scored.
I'm dying to know.
I know. I love doing the quizzes. It's so much fun.
Okay.
I mean, we learned you're a fucking doctor.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking doctor. Excuse me.
Right.
And I forgot that you are big into running.
Yes.
Yeah. I should have known that.
It's okay.
I mean, I know it. I just forgot.
Okay. Yeah.
Way to go,
Robbie. We'll talk about it at your therapy session.
All right. We were her little dulce de leche kisses sent in by Kerry Griffith. Also, Scott Marquez said he's been meaning to submit those carbs. So I'm going to give a quarter point to him for sending it in too. I have not had these, and Jen tried to get these for a snack chat
today.
I'm
sorry, who did?
Sorry, Doc. Oh, pardon me. Pardon me.
Just kidding.
Dr. Jen tried to find some. I guess we could do it now, but, well, we won't do it now. But I stopped at two places this morning looking for something, but instead I found these dusty, and it's perfect for the last day of summer, pineapple coconut kisses. They were on sale for $1, so... We're going to try those.
Georgie
ones.
Perked up.
George
was asleep.
Georgie wants a treat, huh? You want a taser treat?
Oh.
All right.
See, he does the head shake too. Just look at him.
But we're never doing video, so I just have to assume that he's shaking his head. I usually assume there's a lot of this going on, like, stop. Not really.
Stop. Please.
I guess I could have said, since that was a visual, I was doing the jack-off motion. Okay.
Did you have all the whiskey yet?
I finished the shot, but it wasn't really a full shot.
Okay. Okay, go on.
That's what I'm sticking to it.
And the ones that I found are pumpkin pie M&Ms and cookies and cream M&Ms.
Which look awesome.
The cookies and cream, or what is it? Cookies and scream.
Ooh, M&Ms. Those look really good.
I know the pumpkin pie ones don't really entice you. But
white pumpkin pie.
I know how you are. Yeah, so I got the white ones.
I know. I'm a real judgmental asshole. But tomorrow being the first day of fall, I have to have at least something pumpkin-y in my mouth, right?
Okay. Something orange and delicious in your mouth.
Okay. It's an obligation of pumpkin in your mouth. That's what fall is.
It's an obligation to pumpkin.
Yeah.
That could be, like, is pumpkin...
Obligatory pumpkin mouth? Okay. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Wow. So if David Huntsberger had Campfire Medley's album, I would fucking buy it. Are you okay, just, Dr. Chen?
No, I just like pictured you going, if David Huntsberger has one more fucking thing to say. Like, I just feel like it was going to be a rant. But okay, yes.
No, I'm on board. I know some people don't love Honey Huntsberger. Maybe a little soured. But even though he says some things that are a little whatever, I still am pro Huntsberger. Also, the fact that he and his friends would do country song jukeboxing battles, I feel like I wish I could go back in time and join in on this. It would be so much fun.
I love me some Honey Huntsberger. We're my hair's shorter than his, but when I saw the photo, because she finally took a new photo, I was like, we look so similar right now to me.
Yes.
Because of the facial hair and the dark shirt or whatever. But God damn it, Jen. Dr. Jen.
Although he's got more of a receipt with his haircut.
What?
Receding.
He's got a receding hairline. It's way worse than I... This new picture looks like he's wearing a wig that's just not on right. Sorry, David. Because I know you're
and
listening.
And as far as the jukebox war thing, I've never done that. I do love that idea, though, but... Oh my God.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry.
Did you just look up Blumpkins? What are you doing?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, there was some there was some pot in that water I just gave her. I have no idea what's happening.
I've never done drugs except for when I come to your house.
Dr. Jen just went off.
Sorry, go.
What happened over there?
Well, because you know how earlier we were saying, oh, like pumpkin, like as if it was like a sexual act. And so I went to look it up on Urban Dictionary. And of course, it had nothing except for that red.
No, you say it. No, nice and clear into the mic. Okay. Pumpkin. It's what rednecks like to do. That redneck likes to pump his kin.
See, and I didn't expect to read that. Sorry. Okay.
Well, at least now we know it's definitely something.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, it's the season. Fall. Pump your kin. That makes a whole new meaning. Okay, so did you have YouTube battles? Was that what you did? Used to do?
Not a battle, just one person.
Picture
would play
you guys
a song,
each in a corner.
And then you play a song.
Okay.
And you just try to make a nice flow of music constantly.
Fun. I like the first of all, this bar in Austin sounds awesome, and I would love to be in Austin and playing country music. And God, that'd be so much fun to do the whole battle. I love it. Brittany, next time I'm in Austin, I know this bar does not exist, but let's do this. Okay. Also, shuffleboard. I love shuffleboard. Okay.
Me too.
So the Elks Lodge has a pretty good one, and it's pretty fun.
Bocce, I like it all.
Yeah. I'm a real old lady.
Rafi, are you old lady?
Yes, but I don't like shuffleboard. Whenever I see those tables in bars, I'm like, it's a fucking mess. You know, there's like a bunch, and it's really used as like a counter for empty beer glasses, and I'm like, why is this here? I've seen like maybe one person ever play it.
You know what shuffleboard is to me is kind of like cheesecake, where I'm like, I don't want this, and then as soon as I have it, I'm like, okay, this is actually pretty good. It's one of those things. Although shuffleboard's better than cheesecake, but I never want cheesecake, and I see a shuffleboard and I'm like, eh, and then I play it, I'm like, this is the best game ever.
So shuffleboards, cheesecake, and wieners.
Yes, the obligatory. Okay, so Allison was fucking fired up, and I love how, of course she's fired up because maybe it's pregnancy, but like any kind of home repairs, you're going to have these kinds of situations, and I think it's funny that you think it's going to be smooth sailing, but I mean, the fact, I don't know who brought up the movie Money Pit, I just showed that movie to the kids a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, they made a whole movie about it, because this is a whole thing, when they're like, two weeks, so like, it's a thing, but this is a whole, and I think Lee Bruns was saying that Ray Oldhofer should have been the one doing the permits. He was talking about that on Facebook. So I don't know if that's how contractors are supposed to do that. I don't know. We usually have all of our friends do construction. So we've never actually had to hire somebody. So I don't really know how that works. But
well, I mean, is Ray the general contractor and they subcontract I guess. Out, like whatever. Maybe it was a sub. But then and again, like we've done very, very minor work. And they're like, you usually don't need it, but you should check with the city. So
and I love how the person doing permits was a couple doors down and was just like, hey, I'm just going to stop in and be a nosy asshole. And by the way, guess what? I'm going to immediately come over here now and then not come back for months to actually do the permits.
That's inspectors kind of.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Fuck them. We've also done probably some illegal, unpermitted items in the house. Relaxation versus being tense and having the balance. I think Hansberger was talking about, oh, just don't worry about stuff. It's like, how can you tell someone that's a stress case not to worry about things? Right. But it is to find that balance. I think this is something where meditation might help Allison, because you do have to have a certain amount of stress to get things done. When if you have too much stress, like you're just going to kill yourself. Rafi just killed himself.
We're stressing.
Speaking of that, I did go to therapy yesterday. It's my second time and I'm very, it's helping. So yes, I'm not going to jump off a ledge anytime soon. Oh, my voice just cracked. Sorry, I just got my pubes. Rafi, I cut you off from anything?
I don't think I had anything to say about that.
Oh, good. You're just sleeping. Are you stressed out, Dr. Jen? You seem like a mellow, even-keeled person.
I think the only times where I've had anxiety attacks have all been hormonal, like after your baby or you're really, really tired. But in general, I don't think I'm a very high-strung person.
Yeah.
I feel calmer sitting next to you. I am a taskmaster. Like, I like to get things done. I have lists. And that's what would annoy me is if there was, like, a project, like Allison's saying, like, what's the problem? Why can't we order it now? Like, why does the Well, wait, win the argument. In what situation would that ever be okay or be the best outcome to wait? No, it's on the list. Let's get it done. But then again, I think I'm more of a decisive person than Allison.
Yes.
So.
And that's probably a huge part of it too. There's probably delays that she didn't mention based on deciding things and whatnot. But I just think that they should adopt the no doors house and just go with that.
Go with like the little beaded curtains they had back in the 70s.
I could live like that. It's the 70s. Bill Cosby, come on over. He's supplying the food. Jesus. Snacks. Okay. So I think it was the 30th anniversary. I should have looked it up, of Shag, the movie. Allison was missing the screening. This sounds like something I would have loved to go to. Shag, the movie's pretty good. I think we need to watch it at the next group recording. But she talked a lot about missing out on that to record with all the people that could, the people that are in the room with her. It would be like if I was like, well, I'm missing something right now, Jen, because you couldn't do it any other time. It's kind of, oh, so you're missing that right now.
Yeah, that'd be a little weird. Although I don't think that, so what is it going to do? Like change your life kind of attitude. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's something she looks forward to.
I think those baloney kinds of things were, especially that she doesn't go out, and for her mm-hmm. to want to go out is mm-hmm. something, like you said, to look forward to and to say, hey, what are you going to get out of it? Might as well just be a shut-in.
But what are you going to get out of anything then? Like, why right. ever leave your house?
Yeah. I mean, kids. So am I right?
Am I right?
Can laughing? I stop saying, am I right? I really hate that saying. But the whole Q&A thing, I've had fun. Like, I did a Q&A with David Lynch, and like, I didn't actually get to do it. I was there, and yeah, it was kind of life changing to be in the same room with him, which right. I've never been able to before. So right. to me it was. And then the Twin Peaks festivals, like I loved going and being in the room with all these people. It's a memorable experience, and it is something I look forward to. So, I think for her to want to go to that, they're just gonna have to do it again, apparently. Just for her.
In 30 more years.
Okay. We're gonna get to the snack chat, I guess. Unless you guys have anything else.
Well, what else did you want to say, Rafi?
Oh yeah. Anything else from Thursday?
From this episode. And I did not pick a JMO as per usual.
Good. I picked one.
There was one I think on Thursday that was so not a JMO that it made me angry, and then I was like,
I knew as soon as it was read that Rafi's like, ah, not a JMO. We need to do more things about JMOs.
It's more of a like, what's the deal but with? Then, that's what it should be.
They started talking about Renee working at Lululemon, which I thought was a good combo.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
From a,
that whole conversation was good from a dud of a JMO.
Right.
It is true. I feel like some of the best conversations happen during JMOs, and I don't know if it's because she's not planning it and it's just so organic that it just turns into these good conversations. But they've talked about the Lululemon cult before, but I didn't realize it was that much. Yeah. And I like hearing all the jobs that she's done. Cause it seems like she's, like David, done pretty much everything.
Right.
I just loved the part where she got fired for daring her coworker to eat a dog biscuit. These are like the coworkers I wish I had, like fun people.
Yes!
But all I get is like lame fucking losers who I want nothing to do with if I'm not being paid to talk to them.
She sounds like someone I'd want to work with, and I am surprised that that's not something that was like on the news, like the guy that was forced to eat dog food or whatever. But she didn't force anybody. But yeah, just like making your job fun. Like, work sucks. I don't understand what's the big deal.
I dare you
to eat a dog biscuit.
But these are hijinks that I would do at my old job too, as a doctorate. So, I mean, and it also goes, it would take a lot more for me to eat a dog biscuit. Really? It's not like I'm telling you to eat worms.
Okay, that's the next one.
Well,
I can't even joke about that.
They're like, I don't know personally people, but I hear all the time about people who have eaten dog biscuits for one reason or another. So it's not like that strange to me.
To be fired of it is pretty extreme.
Yeah, that's
like, well, I don't know what you're worried
that
about.
That coupled with the quote unquote horseplay of creating obstacles. But then again,
hilarious.
But also, I think you should be more wise of your surroundings to
yes.
know.
That's
the
thing.
Manager is there or not.
All these people that like get caught stealing, I'm like, just be good at it. I mean, if you
that's
were
not
to
what
steal.
I was saying. Y'all. I do not endorse this message.
I don't steal anymore, but I was very good at it. It's too good that I had to make myself stop. So yeah.
Well, aren't you the hero of the story?
I am. I have my map now. I don't steal.
I will say that while I listen to these episodes that you and Rafi do,
Jesus.
And well, there's a lot of things that I know if I don't get, it's a Seinfeld reference. It must be, right?
Yeah.
But I will say the one thing that the JMOs reminded me of Oh, goodness. I don't know what's happening with Raphael. It's like he was getting ready to... Okay. I don't
jump
know
off one of those ledges that are behind him.
That the man purse thing reminded me of the Seinfeld man bra.
Yes.
That,
but also the man purse, too. Yeah. The purse.
Well, I know, but it reminded me of the bra one.
It's European. Yeah. So the bra, the man's ear or the
man's
bro.
Ear. Yeah. Which Rafi got up to show us right now.
Yeah. He was wearing a merce right now in his fur coat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm late. Jen, good seeing you. Good talking with you guys. Have fun. I hope you guys are like doing something after this. Like, she didn't just drive down to do this fucking show.
I think she has to get back. She did. Isn't that crazy?
I have to.
She has to get back to her.
My daughter has a therapy appointment. I have to take her too. Yeah. So.
All right. Bye. Talk to you next week. Let's do. Let's talk about the let's talk about the snack chat that okay. Allison did. So it's funny that you texted me that you were gonna maybe bring the bagel Cynthia Nixon bagel fixings, and then they ended up doing it, which I think saved us from having to do it because I think I know exactly that it would be. Oh, it wouldn't be so off putting that I would be like, "Ew, this is gross." It would be. This would be better on a different bagel,
right?
Like it's just there's a tiny something weird with this, and that's the cinnamon and the raisin.
Yeah. Well,
I think I would just rather a plain bagel because all the stuff on top, onion, smoked salmon, all that stuff is, and capers, those are strong flavors. You want it on something plain or simple.
I feel like raisins, I don't like raisins, but okay, I can see that kind of being in there because they put them in like salads and blah, blah, blah. But the cinnamon part just, and I'll have to say, if you think, I'm going to be one of those people, if you think bagels are ridiculous and they taste like nothing unless you put them on, you have not had a good bagel.
True. That was weird to me because bagels have a great flavor.
They do. I have a place by my house that is New York style, and the place where I used to work is like they brought everything out from their New York place. It was the most delicious thing, and I never put cream cheese on them.
I don't either.
I love cream cheese
unless I do the whole lox thing. Okay. And for me, I don't like raw onion. I'm much like Daniel that it is an aggressive condiment or whatever you want to call it, but I always pickle them a little bit before I do my bagels and lox, and then it's delicious and it adds just the right amount of like crunch and whatever. So
I've never had lox. Again, I don't eat fish, but
it's a strong flavor. I usually do prosciutto instead because it's just another smoky flavor and it's delicious and it doesn't have that weird fishiness.
Are lox smoked or no? Because she was saying, because
I think they're smoked fish,
but she has smoked is lox not salmon? That's different.
That's what I don't know. I probably could look it up. It's probably just a nickname for smoked salmon. I really don't know.
She's like, oh, this is smoked salmon. It's probably smokier than what you would usually get. And I just assumed that
I assumed
was smoked salmon.
They were the same thing. Okay. Whenever I do we do bagels and lox for breakfast Christmas morning. And that's, I just call it that, but I get smoked salmon. I don't know. Okay. I've never looked into it. But anyway, so I think they covered the Cynthia Nixon bagel, which is gross. Like, just have a better one.
It's funny because you know that she... Everything you do as a figure is going to be pointed out.
Right.
And covered, I should say. So why she consciously chose to pick something
that's
so convoluted and complicated, and did she know it would be talked about?
Maybe she wanted to be in the news more so that she could be like, remember my name so you'll vote for me or something.
I mean, even though she did lose. But like, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. Like, that's what she chooses.
It is. And especially in New York, I think there are certain places they won't even toast your bagel. They're like, we're not even going to toast it because you're not supposed to eat it that way. So for you to get a cinnamon raisin bagel, I'm surprised they even allowed that. But, you know, people know their own taste buds. And maybe she's pregnant. I don't know. That sounds like a pregnancy combination to me. It's kind of a little bit off.
Isn't she in her 50s?
I don't know. Miracles, you know?
Miracles.
All right, let's do our snack chat.
Right to the microphone.
Extra crinkly. Oh.
This is ASMR for you and me. I'm going to try the white pumpkin pie M&Ms. You don't have to get that in there.
And I have an eye. All unsexy and hot.
Hey, baby.
The M&Ms cookies and scream.
Probably just put it
in. And they smell really good.
Oh, those smell really good. I'm going to take a picture of them.
I've not even seen. Oh, yeah. And I saw this. I'm like, I've never even heard of that. It sounds disgusting.
It does look a little dusty, like you were saying.
Yeah. And it didn't say it was on sale, but when I got the bill, it was $1.18 or something. I'm like, okay. So clearly they just threw it next to all the Halloween candy and hoped someone would buy that thing. And and I did.
And you're the sucker that did it.
I am the sucker. I stopped at two places to try to find the Dulce de Leche Kisses. And I went to Walgreens first. And I just have a little story while you're taking a picture.
Yeah, no.
So I walk in. There was a car accident out front And luckily I was able to get into the driveway because it was right in front of the driveway. So I was able to kind of like go around the cops and all the stuff that's going on. And I go inside and I'm kind of like looking around for them and I hear like screaming. So I turn around, I'm like, is somebody screaming out by the car accident? I'm looking. And then I realize I'm by like all the Halloween stuff. So I'm like, okay, there's obviously like some sort of a scream thing going on.
Right.
So then as I'm in there looking for these things, by the way, I probably look like I'm trying to shoplift because I'm like looking around all weird and not buying anything. So then that's why I ended up with these pineapple coconut kisses, because why not? So then I kept hearing the scream going off. I think it was connected to the door opening and closing. So I went to check out and I said, oh man, that screaming must be really annoying by now. Or did they just start doing that? And Lee's like, what screaming? And I'm like, oh, well, you have this plexiglass thing here, so maybe you don't hear it. I wouldn't be like, you're maybe just too old to hear it. But I'm like, it every single time the door opens, you hear a lady screaming.
No, you should have said, by that dead girl that's standing there.
She'd be like,
you see her too?
Just take the stuff and leave. So then she said, oh, this door makes this like a screaming noise every time it opens. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, wow, that really sounded like a lady screaming. Well, okay, whatever. And she's like, yeah, it's perfect timing for Halloween. So then as I'm leaving, I hear the door open. I don't hear the noise. I go outside. I hear a lady screaming again. And I'm like, it's a fucking effect. She's not hearing it, though. It is an effect of a lady screaming. But I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's the lady screaming. And then every time the door was like, she's in a lot of pain.
So I was just like, so this lady just does not hear a lady screaming. So if you want to commit any crimes out in front of the Walgreens on Chapman, that's where you should do it, apparently. Because there. She will not hear anything
that is,
happening.
That is the message you got from that whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I always think,
what can I do to,
to break the law?
Right. All right. So what are we going to do first? Should we do the mildest thing first?
What's the mildest one you think?
Maybe the white pumpkin thing.
Okay.
All right. So they're white pumpkin pie. I know I'm not racist. It actually is white pumpkin pie. I can't smell pumpkin.
That's a very strong pumpkin flavor. Very strong pumpkin flavor.
It's actually pretty good.
It's not bad. It's not chemically nothing. It's
no.
But I don't think I eat a lot of these.
No.
But it definitely has a lot of pumpkin in one little bite.
It tastes kind of like a little bite of pumpkin pie. It really does.
I've been, I was on the Facebook page for the JKJ ones, and I posted a couple of things I found at Trader Joe's. And so I got their version of the Pop Pumpkin Pop Tarts.
Oh.
And they don't taste very pumpkin-y.
Really?
And this has way more pumpkin and like one M&M than the whole like pastry that the
really
tart. Yeah,
I think if you're in the mood for a slice of pumpkin pie of that flavor, this is really good. It delivers a good like I said, I like one slice of pumpkin pie a year, and it goes with the season.
And you just have
I just don't want like pumpkin spice toilet paper or whatever Jay Inslee posted.
We'll have to ask Mike how that tastes. Cut that out. That was not very doctor of me.
That's 100% doctor. Right. Poop doctor.
Do you want to continue with the M&Ms?
Yes, let's do the M&Ms. So these are the cookies and scream. Dark chocolate and white chocolate.
Mm, I like it.
Wait a minute. A little chemically aftertaste.
It has, you know how plain chocolate M&Ms have that flavor?
It definitely has that.
It has the M&M flavor.
Yeah. But
The aftertaste is like,
I don't like these as much as the pumpkin pie.
No,
ones.
I don't either.
These are staying at your house, by the way. Your kids can have them.
They're gonna be so excited.
But wait, I'm taking another pumpkin, another cookies and scream.
I like them, but I don't. They're a little too sweet. They taste too much like regular M&Ms.
They taste a lot like regular M&Ms, and you know those sixlets they used to have.
I hate those.
Really, I love them so much.
The kids love those.
Love them so much because there's more candy coating than the actual chocolate, and I like the candy coating. But this one kind of tastes like that. But like, it's a very faux. Chemically kind of cookies and cream taste.
Yeah. It doesn't have enough of that punch of like, this is cookies and cream.
Having a pumpkin pie one to clear my palate.
All right. I'm going to take a sip of water.
Yeah. I like the pumpkin pie one. Okay. It's really good.
Next is the last day of summer.
Oh, is this a mukbang? A mukbang.
A mukbang. Yeah. Mukbang.
They say it different ways.
Mukbang?
I have no idea.
Mukbanging. Well, we're not doing it for video, but we really should be because this is gold, but.
No, really?
Oh, seriously. Man. Smell that. Oh my gosh.
Okay, you're going to cut this part out.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know how certain smells take you back to different things, right?
Yes. Oh god.
Definitely cut this.
Okay.
Cuz I don't really talk about this. Coconut shampoo. It smells like the 90s.
I may just like
beep most of that out and then us laughing.
This
yes, this would remind me of that as well.
Let me just say this.
Oh,
this,
it smells like paint, and kind of
very innocuously. This smells like the like when they try to get like a suave shampoo to smell like something. Yes. It's that cheap coconut,
yes,
pineapple like, smell,
like a ooh, like you would think coconut. You're gonna think almost like suntan lotion or something. Right? That smell, it has that mixed with like a chemically pineapple.
This is a bad pina colada.
It smells like paint.
Ugh, I don't.
Oh, here we go. It's actually not horrible.
I don't like it at all.
If you like that kind of pineapple coconut, it delivers the flavor, but the smell is really fucking gross.
I don't even think Jesus would like this. Jesus.
he would probably forgive it.
He would have to. You know, okay, so the
he's friends with whores. He'd be friends with this thing. Right. Oh, God. Okay, let's just dial it back.
He'd wash its feet. No, the white chocolate I like, because I like white chocolate.
Oh, those are weird.
But, like, it's too much pineapple. Too much fake pineapple. I don't know. I don't like that.
I would never have another one of
those. That's why they're so dusty.
Oh, I should check the expiration on those things.
Oh. You know, do you think, you know what's funny? Does candy have an expiration? I didn't even know.
You know, I never check.
Oh, wait. Is this it right here?
Usually it turns white by the time.
2007. No, I'm kidding.
I got those from my mom's cabinet from when I was growing up.
Oh, great. What'd your sister do to these?
Well, they used to be brown. Wait. That don't make no sense.
No, this kind of gave me like a headachy kind of feeling. I don't like them.
Yeah, that's not good.
This sucks. I'm kidding. No, it says naturally and artificially flavored.
It's naturally disgusting.
Pineapple coconut flavored creme.
Okay.
No, they can take that.
Beep beep in the 90s is the best. No, the best thing I've heard all day.
Beep beep in the night. Beep beep. 90s. Beep beep. I think Rafi has missed out on a lot.
Yeah, he missed out on
I
that.
I should probably text him gem. Saying you mixed out on.
He mixed out.
He Mexicaned out. On pineapple, ish. Coconut, beep beep in the 90s.
I am going to save those for the next.
Is that the name of the show? Pineapple, coconut, beep beep in the 90s.
Beep beep in the 90s. Beep, no beep one's going to know 90s. What the hell that means.
Perfect.
All right. Let's talk about GMOs. Mm. I think you have to go soon. I have to go soon too.
Why? What are you going to do?
I'm going to get my hair done.
Oh, that's
great. Although I could cancel it. I've been wearing my hair in a bun lately. I don't think it really matters anymore. I just need to get rid of my white hair. I picked Bruised by Dawn's JMO only because he talked about... Shoot. Damn it. I don't know what the JMO was. Sorry, Dawn. Everybody knows what JMO is. So this is from Monday, but it turned into Nikki Glaser's story about how she does her butthole muffle with toilet paper.
I thought that was genius, but then again...
It's... pretty genius, and I feel like they missed the opportunity to call it a buffle, but or a buttful. Buttful? Oh, back That's to my sister. Right back to my sister.
Inappropriate.
But I thought that was really funny, and picturing Nikki Glaser putting TP on her butthole.
I mean, here's the thing. Maybe I'm old or whatever, but that's what you do in the bathroom. So why are you...
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, but this does remind me. I thought... I don't... You talk about not passing gas around Mike.
Right.
Not that... I mean, I don't think I prevent myself from doing it around my husband, but I think that's part of your problem why you're constipated. So,
well, I don't hold it, in farts. I just don't fart around him.
That's one and the same.
But I don't have to fart that often.
Okay. Do you go somewhere else to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If need be, yeah.
Oh, because I thought it'd be, like, amazing since Mike is gone for 2 months. If all of a sudden you just start
Regular?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, can you go more often because I'm regular?
You're literally constipating me.
Well,
I was trying to search his Bruised by Dawn's thing to see what his was. His JMO. Oh.
Always appreciate a noisy bathroom fan.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
That's
of course.
A for sure. And I like the idea of just always having like some sort of a humming noise going on in there so you can just kind of get comfortable and let things fly.
You're sitting at the toilet going,
You know, I like the turning on the water where it's like, now it just sounds like water and gas. but I really don't have a lot of that. But anyway, none of it.
Literally nothing.
But yeah, when my husband and I first started dating, he came over to my apartment and he was like, no fan in the bathroom?
Oh.
Great. No window? Awesome. I guess we're going to get to know each other very quickly. Did you pick a JMO?
At the point I had just the man purse thing.
Like, oh, yeah.
I just thought that was, I couldn't really relate to it, but.
It was a weird thing that you think you're afraid you're going to yell man purse in case you see someone. First of all, I've never seen a man carrying a purse, but I don't think I would have a fear of yelling man purse. I don't have Tourette's, but I mean, you might think I do by listening to this show, but.
Racial Tourette's. I mean, I don't know. I just, because I never thought about it. But then again, I don't know where this person lives or.
Oh, true.
Whatever.
European. Probably doesn't wear socks either. Oh my God. Karma is like creeping up on me because.
No, I just thought it was weird to feel like you're afraid you're going to yell something out. I just couldn't relate to it. But then, I don't know, maybe that was just me.
I think it's pretty much everyone.
But it just reminded me of the Seinfeld thing, which is why I didn't really pick it. And that's just the one that I remember. Yes.
And I almost picked it for that reason too. So I'm glad that you brought it up.
Yeah.
Because if I can relate the show to Seinfeld, obviously I'm going to.
Right.
Because I'm not going to relate it to rap. Sorry, Rafi. All right. I think that's a good place to end it. Okay. If you would be on the show, and if you really want to make my dreams come true, come join me in my dining room so we can record in person because it really is amazing. It's much more fun. Sorry, Rafi, but California's better.
Oh.
Email bffancast@gmail.com. Follow the show on Twitter @bffancast. Follow me @jmos and BFFs. Follow Lil Rafi @RMCUGuitars. And make sure to follow him because he really wants more followers. And Jen, where can we find you? Besides in my kitchen.
That's right here in her house, staring at 3 avocados and a watermelon. No, I don't think you need to follow me anywhere. Just go out and do one nice thing for somebody today.
Ooh, I like that. I think these coconut pineapple kisses are giving you a little run for your money.
I think you owe me 2 things now. You're in the negative with those things. Oy vey.
Oh, BFFs, you're the best. Thank you and good night.
Never feel obligated to compromise for a dick.
Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me that MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimping these days, G. My C got locked up, but these real still know they got some. Give a what you say. Short dog with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Spit game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone. This blaze you've been wide awake for the last 3 days. It goes down for real. Don't stop. Just keep rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my sh gets around. Lead the country, come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle about my rich d. He got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, D. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hypey. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't do that.
It was delicious, and I would put that in my mouth every day.